Hey there, it's good to have you here. As mentioned in the last episode, the storyteller at fault. Here is the complete memory, or should I say, complete tragicomedy. If you haven't already, make sure to check out episode 2 for reference. April or May of 2001, some of my friends and I decided to go North India on a pilgrimage to the shrine of goddess Vaishno Devi in the Indian state of Jammu and Kashmir. While none of us were heavily religious or were seeking answers in spirituality, the thought of traveling with friends and going to a far-off place was the main driver for us. The plan started with around 10 to 15 participants, but only 4 showed up on the day of travel. The young bodies and minds and its carelessness allowed us to embark on this journey rather than cancel it. We had our reserved seats and were not concerned about our return reservation. Maybe we thought, we are too young to have a concrete plan or travel. It's time to explore. After a 28-hour long, exciting, yet uneventful train ride, at around 4 p.m., we've reached Katra, the town at the foothills of Trikuta Mountains, where the holy shrine is located, and we began the 12 kilometers or 7.5 miles climb. Now, let me remind you, these are young 20-something boys leaving their home region on their own, for the first time, for a journey this far. Knowing what we knew at that time, we packed light with t-shirts, shorts, as we anticipated the climb to be more in line with adventurous trails and hiking in the tropical. It was not. By the time we've reached the last leg of our climb, we were cold, tired, and half alive. Never did we go on a hike in our life, nor were we mentally and physically prepared for the temperatures. The decision to pack light and do the climb in t-shirts and shorts remains probably the first blunders of our collective life. As we've reached the entrance gate of the shrine by midnight, we were staring at a long queue, which was not unusual at that time. And now we had to wait for a few hours to enter the shrine. As you can imagine, it was not an ideal situation to be in. We were shivering uncontrollably and continued to shuffle from one place to another to remain active in the hopes of avoiding a freezing cold death. One of the devotee there sensed, or should I say saw, our misery and suggested we get some blankets from a nearby sanctuary. One of the friend, who for still unknown reasons remained active, decided to give it a try and left for the blankets, leaving the three behind, who started brainstorming whose idea was it to pack light and predictively concluded to blame someone who decided to bail on the trip at the last time. Some more late night chilly hours went by as slow as snail, and our friend arrived with 4 blankets. As it usually happens at any religious site or pilgrimage, I was convinced of witnessing a true divine intervention. As we started wrapping ourselves on the divine blankets and futile efforts to create a vacuum seal from external weather, we heard the announcement that our number in the queue is being called, and it's finally time for us to enter the shrine. The disappointment lasted for a full 5 minutes and followed by a frantic run to return the blankets, run the entire queue, and reached the entrance. We are now in. By early morning, we were out of the shrine. The sun was coming up and we began our descent. By late morning, we've reached our hotel and slept immediately. We woke up in the evening and ventured out for some food. We all had a good dinner and cribbed, laughed and discussed the last 24 hours. It was good times and our collective mood was upbeat, for we have completed the toughest part of the journey. Or so we thought. One of the restaurant's wall held a huge picture of a shikara, a Kashmirian boat resembling a gondola. This shikara was floating in Dal Lake during evening. I just loved that picture. We inquired with our server about the picture and he said, "Yes, it's Kashmir, and as people call it in India, the heaven on earth." Now, if you've been to any tourist place in the world, there is always cross-selling. He encouraged us to go and visit. When would you get a chance to come back this far from your home? You're already so close. Why don't you just go? Go to the next shop and he will give you a good deal on the tour. The next shop was a local travel agency. "There's no harm in asking and see how much it will cost," I said. The travel agent sat on his chair behind a glass partition. He continued, "I can give you a good discount. You will get a car with the driver and fuel who can take you from here to Srinagar. Plus, you will have 2 nights in houseboat in Dal Lake, breakfast included. Plus, the driver will drive you around to visit nearby tourist places, including a place where a lot of Bollywood movies are filmed. At the end of the journey, the driver will drop you at the Katra train station for you to travel back to your home. It usually costs, let's say, 10,000 rupees, but I can give you a 40% discount. What do you say?" "Let us think through it and we'll get back to you." Sure, take your time. But do know that one of my driver is leaving for Srinagar in the morning, so I might not be able to give you this discount tomorrow," he bluffed. "Sure, we'll let you know soon. We are staying at this nearby hotel and can come back soon." Now it's time for you to know the group dynamic. There is one over-enthusiastic of the bunch. Then there is one pragmatic. Then there is one introvert who happened to be our treasurer. And lastly, there was the strongest one, the guy who bought the blankets earlier. The over-enthusiast and the introvert were for the expansion of the trip. The pragmatic was the one who was against it, as he thought, "We've already established that we are unprepared and naive to travel on our own." He argued, "What would happen if you see that shikara in real life? You've already seen the picture." The strong one was indifferent to the whole idea. After a 30-minute long debate, we all agreed that money situation will decide if we are going or not. We've all looked at the introvert to do the counting, as he was in charge of the cash of the group. We asked him if we can afford this and would still have money for food, etc., and our train fare for the journey home. He counted once and said, "We can spring for this," which resulted in physical reactions like fist in the air from over-enthusiast and head shaking in disappointment from pragmatic. A quick walk to travel agent followed, and our journey to heaven on earth was confirmed. The car, a Maruti van, arrived in front of our hotel at 8 a.m. sharp, and the journey began. The driver was really nice and gave us local tidbits about the area. The Punjabi songs of Babu Maan provided an unusual but comforting backdrop to the 12-hour-long drive to Srinagar via winding roads. The pragmatic kept on requesting for the reruns of the same album, even when we did not understand 90% of the lyrics. We took punctuated breaks throughout the journey to enjoy hot tea and aloo parathas, which are potato-stuffed Indian bread. And also, we forced a shy to begin with, but then really friendly driver to join us in the meals. We truly believed he was on the trip with us as a friend. By nightfall, we've reached Srinagar, and on Dal Lake Shore, we were greeted by a gentleman from our hotel. He carried us to the houseboat on a shikara when we saw glorious mountain peaks, which were glowing from the setting sun, providing a beautiful backdrop to the Dal Lake. The scene and atmosphere overwhelmed me with joy, and I felt spiritually connected to the world. It was cold, and with all the parathas and tea we had throughout the day, we slept without dinner. Next morning, the plan was to visit Gulmarg, one of the most beautiful places nearby and a famous Bollywood movie location. We started getting ready and fun began. I call it fun now, but in other words, that's when the situation started to go south. As Mr. Pragmatic painfully reminded, we were ill-prepared. We did not have enough warm clothing and footwear. It was time to improvise, and we started stacking t-shirts on top of t-shirts till it felt like this much won't look stupid out there. The driver's eyes and expressions were screaming, "Wow, these guys really came from a hard place," but his lips remained curved in a simple smile. The drive was of around an hour or so, and we used that time to take our breakfast, which our hotel graciously packed for us. Gulmarg is as pretty as picture, and still one of the most stunning places that I've ever been to. It was also the first time I saw snow in reality. Still, we were agonizingly aware of our cold state of affairs. After shivering in the car for 15 minutes while the driver was having tea, we decided that there is no point in sitting here, and since we are here, let's go out and suffer whatever happens. We came out of the car and started walking towards one of the local attractions, a Lord Shiva's temple. No, there was no religious reason or a search for a place to plead for warm clothes. It was the site of a legendary superstar Rajesh Khanna's famous song, Jai Jai Shiv Shankar. As we started walking, a group of muleteer approached us and offered us to show all the nearby famous sites while riding a mule each. I will let you answer how we responded. Obviously, we accepted the offer and paid the fee. While on the mule, the introvert looked alarmed and his face was pale, but not from the cold. We inquired what happened, and what he said made us turn back the mule to the car parking. I might have counted the money wrong earlier. If we spend even 100 rupees more, we won't be able to buy a ticket back home. We have money for tickets. We've left Gulmarg with a lot of uncertainty. What would happen if we don't have money for food? How can we survive without food for next 3 days? To keep the story short, I will spare you the details about Mr. Pragmatic going berserk on us in hotel, as I imagined what must feel like living in hell while being in the literal heaven on earth. We spent the next day in the hotel with a very short excursion to local attractions. Every time a local seller wanted to sell us saffron or Kashmirian quilt or carpet, it felt like a personal attack and mockery of our financial situation. The disappointing and sad day in heaven finally ended. Next morning, we entered our car for our 12-hour journey to base train station. The driver, unaware of our plight, was chatty and kept inquiring about how was the trip? Did you do this? Did you do that? What souvenirs did you buy for your family? This time, unlike our money, we spent our words wisely and kept the answers short. Not just with him, but among ourselves as well. There wasn't even a single song request. After the driver's fifth request to take a pit stop for tea and paratha, I believe he guessed our financial state. He stopped at one of the places and went ahead and ordered tea and parathas for all of us. When we said no, he said it was his treat. He wanted to thank us for treating him as a friend rather than a driver, and he really enjoyed our company. For those 15 minutes, I remember, we were normal and almost forgot our sorrows. By 8 p.m., we reached Katra train station. We hugged our driver, thanked him, and bid him farewell. Since I and the introvert were culprit of this fiasco, me for suggesting the trip extension and him for the obvious reasons, the pragmatic and the strong went to buy the tickets to home. As we were talking about how will we survive the next 1.5 day without food, I saw two figures running towards us cheering and screaming happily. It was pragmatic and the strong. Since they couldn't find the reserved seat, they bought unreserved regular tickets, which ended up costing less, and we had enough money for the food for the duration of the journey. We've thanked Goddess Vaishno Devi as well as our driver and started walking towards the restaurant, which Mr. Pragmatic picked solely for the lack of large pictures on the wall. Hope you enjoyed the tale of our misery. Please make sure to rate the show on awalkwithinpodcast.com. And if you enjoy the show, share it with your friends. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode.